The 90-Second Naturalist.
Hi there, I'm Thane Maynard. Unlike elsewhere on the continent, elephants in South Africa have long been confined to fenced parks and reserves with man-made water sources. Under favorable conditions, their populations can double within 15 years. Before contraception and other non-lethal means of slowing population growth were developed, culling was thought necessary to protect the plants and habitats elephants and other species depend upon. From the 1960s to the 1990s, sharpshooters in Kruger National Park, which holds South Africa's largest elephant population, flew in helicopters over herds and killed many of them. But now scientists are doing immunocontraception research with a drug called PZP, delivering the vaccine by dart to elephant cows twice in the first year, then once each year after. The drug, also used on deer, wild horses, and other mammal species for population control, causes females to produce antibodies that bind to the surfaces of their eggs, blocking sperm from fertilizing them. In study areas, PZP has cut the rate of growth of the elephant population in half. Kruger Park once relocated elephants to other protected areas, but now all those areas have as many as they want.
The 90-Second Naturalist is a production of Cincinnati Public Radio and the Cincinnati Zoo, and is supported by the Gehring Center for Family and Private Business.